This is the Agile Thoughts Podcast, and I'm Lance Kine.
Hi, I'm Mishkin Bertigue. I'm the co-founder, CEO, and chief scientist at maxgood.work. I'm also a longtime Agile coach, trainer, and consultant, and I really care about making the world of work a better place, both in terms of creating awesome business results and in terms of making work environments better for people. It's why I got involved in this stuff in the first place.
This is a continuing episode of a series about Max Good.
And that's the danger zone that a lot of people are concerned about is, what if you start asking it about things that you don't know about and it doesn't know about, right? And just makes crap up, right? So then it's like, yeah, we just made a decision that turned out to be really bad because we were using ChatGPT and whatever, right? And I don't hear of that happening too much, but I have heard some stories about that. And so, you know, that's part of the reason that we put in this foundational expertise is to make sure that there's kind of this backdrop that helps to improve the results. Again, it's not a guarantee. Like, these are statistical models, the way they work, there's sometimes no telling what's going to happen, but that's why the human in the loop is important. I love your comparison with web searching, though. There was never a time when corporations said, we need a human in the loop. We're going to have some checker on the web search results before you're allowed to use them. Right?
Right.
At least I don't know of any such.
No, I don't either.
Maybe in some super conservative organizations early on, right? But
Right. But probably
no
not.
One, exactly. No one does that, right? It's like, yeah, you get a result. You are accountable as a human being in your organization for how you use the information that comes to you. And there's, you know, corporate rules and regulations and guidelines, and there's all the laws around that and so forth. And we kind of mostly trust people to use their head when it comes to web searches. I think that's where we'll end up with these AI systems too, although it might still not be for a couple of years as they become more and more reliable, right?
Thinking about the audience now that's listening to this podcast, and, you know, they're going through life experiencing what they're experiencing, what could they be experiencing that could be made better by working with Max Good?
Yeah, so I know quite a few people who are Scrum Masters or coaches who are at this stage, and by the way, this is when we're recording. Who knows? Like, 2 quarters from now, things could have changed completely. But at this stage, a lot of people in these positions are really worried about their jobs and whether or not they're good enough and producing good enough results to actually keep their jobs. I feel so bad for everyone who's in this space because, like we were saying earlier, there's this confluence of factors. And, you know, knowledge workers have never experienced this before. Knowledge workers have never experienced a situation where the whole basis of their value to an organization is potentially completely undermined. And so, you know, like software developers, there was initially a lot of worry that, you know, AI would just take all the software developers' jobs. And it's not quite there yet. But at the same time, in our company and in many companies that I work with, software development is being extraordinarily effectively augmented with these AI tools. So for our audience here, I would say that if you're in a coaching or team leadership or even an agile-related management kind of position, that this is something that can augment you dramatically to help you improve the value you deliver per unit of your time, right? Like, that's kind of what organizations think about. You know, at the bottom line, how much value am I getting versus how much time is it taking to get that value? because time is money in all sorts of different ways. So just from that perspective, and by the way, this isn't even about Max Good. This is just like ChatGPT, Anthropic's Claude, you know, like any of these really good large language models. Start using them if you're not already, right? Like,
otherwise you'll be that person who didn't even try, you know, Alta Vista, and then when Google came out, they were like way behind everyone else on being able to have that right. skill to data mine.
Yeah, exactly. And I think as time passes, these systems get a little bit better and a little easier to use, but they also get more complex to use in certain respects. Like the product differentiation, even inside of ChatGPT, now you've got the free version, you've got the paid version, you've got the Teams version, the enterprise version, and they all have different capabilities and complexities. And so like there's some ways in which they're becoming easier and better to use, but there's other ways that they're becoming more complex to use. So my really blunt, direct advice for anyone who hasn't engaged with these things is start learning about prompt engineering, start playing with, at the very least, the free version of ChatGPT, at the very least, and specifically trying to use it for your work challenges. You have to be careful about data privacy. Don't give it your email address and, you know, blah, blah, blah. Like, you know, because if you're using the free versions of these tools, they are sucking in all that data to try and improve the systems, right? Mm-hmm. So you do need to be cautious.
And by the way, Google, you know, the web search engines have been doing that forever as well. So anything you type into a search box, you know, somebody's going to think about, well, is that the right connection to make? So, yeah.
Right. Yeah. The difference is the conversational interface actually encourages you to share more.
Right. I agree. It's deeper. Yeah.
So like, for example, if you're a scrum master and you're struggling to figure out what your next retrospective is going to be, right? You could just ask for it to brainstorm some retrospective ideas. Hey, ChatGPT, I'm a scrum master and I need a retrospective for my team. Mm. And it's going to give you some okay stuff. Mm-hmm. And then what you realize is that if you give it more information, mm-hmm. it's going to give you better results. Mm-hmm. So then you start saying things like, well, my team has 15 people and we do daily scrums once a week and they're 2 hours long and, you know, blah, blah, blah. And you start giving it all this information and then you start naming names and you didn't even realize it, right? Like, you know, Michigan's a total jerk when he's in the daily scrum.
He's always talking about his weekend.
That's right. Yeah, Susie's always late and whatever, right? And you don't realize it, but you start putting this information in because you almost anthropomorphize, right? Like if you start using these systems enough, you start thinking, well, maybe it is kind of human-like and maybe it'll know to keep this information confidential, but no. So that's one of the things that's really important about choosing the right tools, being careful with your tools. And of course, I have to say it, Max Good makes sure all of that data is protected, right? So you're not training an AI system when you use Max Good. Hmm. You're not going to have that kind of training data leakage and, you know, blah, 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 security, privacy. We take that very seriously and we're working towards getting our SOC 2 Type 2 compliance set up. It's a big schmozzle, but very, very important for anyone who's concerned about those kinds of things, which is a lot of people and a lot of organizations.
Ace is an agile consultant who shares space with a coffee shop in order to save on the rent. Meet this hard-boiled agile consultant and follow his adventures on helping his clients become agile no matter the circumstance. Scrum Noir, the project management comic book that teaches you agile, is available on Amazon. Just search for Scrum Noir. N-O-I-R. Check out the show notes because we have good things in there for you, the listener, to find so conveniently. Like, for example, the link to maxgood.work or other things that come up on the podcast, we put it in there as a link. And so it's super easy. And show notes, what are they? They show up in your podcast player for easy tapping. They are right there in your phone or in your computer, whatever device you're using that has the podcast player. If you downloaded this show as an MP3, go back to the website where you got it from, and there you will see the show notes. Next episode, more Michigan and Max Good.
So one of the things that's really fun is to use these systems, and Max Good is a bit better than ChatGPT, but ChatGPT can do this as well, to help you actually generate a product backlog or refine a product backlog, right? So you type in, here's my product vision statement, or here's my project charter, who are my likely users to be, or you can add your users to the list, and you know, and then it can write user stories for you. And you really need to be careful, but like when I talk about the Jira integration, for example, it can already know what's there, right? And say, well, okay, given your existing product backlog, what am I missing?